This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. We hear a lot of love stories this time of year. In Key West, there's a play opening on Valentine's Day that tells the true story of a love that survived death. The story has become an island legend. Just a note to listeners here, the story involves a couple themes that may make some people uncomfortable and may not be appropriate for kids. Count Carl von Kassel was a guy who showed up in Key West in the 1920s. He was German and claimed he was a count. He wasn't. His real name was Carl Tonsler, but everybody still calls him von Kassel. He was a radiologist who treated a beautiful young Cuban-American woman who had tuberculosis. Elena Hoyos. Von Kassel fell in love with her. He couldn't cure her, and she died. But that didn't end the story. 2 years later, he took her body from the mausoleum and lived with her for 7 years. When Ben Harrison heard about the story, he wrote this song.
With piano wire, he wired her bones. Plaster, wax, and cosmetics, he formed her again.
He'd sing it at the Bull, a bar on Duval Street.
People were fascinated by it. They couldn't get enough of it. And it became the song most requested while I was playing there.
Harrison would walk around town with his young son on his shoulders, thinking about the characters. He decided to write a play about it. After that, he kept doing more research and turned it into a book. He found an old Miami Herald story about the case, and there was a reference to a song.
La boda negra. And negra is not a word in Spanish, so I guess negra.
La boda negra, the black wedding. He tracked down the song with the help of a music historian, and it turns out it was a well-known song when Elena was alive. And Harrison thinks this song is what inspired Count von Kassel to do what he did. In Harrison's play, Undying Love, Elena Hoyos tells von Kassel the story.
It's about a young man whose fiancée dies. And he is so sad that he digs her up from the grave and he takes her home. And he carries her to his bed that he's covered with flowers. And he says his wedding vows to her and then he takes his own life.
Then Hoyos sings about her own dreams for the future.
I want to live, die when I'm old, love again.
Harrison thinks in real life, Hoyos introduced von Kassel to La Boda Negra.
From the mausoleum, von Kassel felt she was singing this song to him from the grave, and he could distinctly hear every word. And this was a justification for him to take her home with him.
2 years after Hoyos died, on the night of a new moon, von Kassel took her body from the mausoleum. He kept her in his home, which he built, a wingless airplane with giant wheels. And he basically mummified her body.
He gave her glass eyes and gave her some fresh hair, just fixed her all up.
Von Kassel lived with Hoyos' body in three different places on the island, moving the wingless airplane farther out of town each time. This went on for 7 years, and then he was discovered by her last living relative. Everyone else had died of tuberculosis. In real life, it was her sister. In Harrison's play, it's her mother.
I'm alone. My daughter, my husband, they're all gone.
Mother, death is not the end of life. You despair too much. The body's sleeping.
No, doctor!
Her family called the cops, and von Kassel was arrested. They took the body to a funeral home.
And that was the last time he saw her.
But a lot of other people saw her after that.
6,850 people.
The funeral home held a viewing. It was 9 years since she had died.
You know, he had rouge on her cheeks and glass eyes, and she was wearing a kimono and little shoes on her feet.
So, the question.
Yes, he did have sex with her. It wasn't found out until 20 years later when the doctors finally confessed. You just didn't talk about things like that.
Von Kassel was charged with wanton and willful destruction of a grave. But the charges were dropped. The statute of limitations had run out. A three-person board, including two doctors, declared him sane. Ben Harrison wrote a book about all this, too, not just the song and the play. He thinks von Kassel genuinely believed he brought Elena Hoyos back to life.
So in his mind, he was not having sex with a dead person. He was, in fact, having sex with this woman that he had restored life to.
You can't play weird.
Jamie Callahan is the actor who portrays von Kassel.
You have to play the person as they saw themselves. I can guarantee you that von Kassel didn't think he was weird.
The case was a national sensation. Harrison says the reaction largely broke along gender lines. Women apparently found the story romantic.
And the men being the cynical pigs that we are, they sing she was pickled and he poked her, look what love made him do.
the polka pickle person, you gotta have a loose screw.
And in 1940, with World War II already consuming Europe, a lot of people saw it as a love story.
Typical of one of the letters that were written to him from people all over the country was, you know, how dare you challenge this doctor who's trying to bring back someone to life when the rest of the world is trying to kill each other.
After that massive viewing, the authorities had to figure out what should happen to her remains.
A lot of people thought she should be put in a glass case and kept as a tourist attraction.
They couldn't just put her back in the mausoleum or in a marked grave either.
Because von Kassel would find her and dig her up again.
So the police chief, the sheriff, and the cemetery sexton took care of it. And they took the secret to their own graves. No one knows where she was finally buried for good. But Harrison thinks it's somewhere in the Key West City Cemetery. Von Kassel decided to leave town and go back to Zephyr Hills, where, it turns out, his wife and daughters had been living all along. Before he left, he paid one last visit to the place in the cemetery where he'd originally stolen the body. He'd built her a mausoleum.
Which blew up 2 hours after he left town. What other person would have a motive to show the officials what the real wanton and willful destruction of a tomb looks like?
Von Kassel's bitter farewell to Key West. He eventually wrote his own account for a pulp magazine called Fantastic Adventures.
The Secret of Elena's Tomb.
That was published in 1947. He died 10 years later. So why? Why are we still telling this story almost 80 years after von Kassel's secret was discovered?
It's one of those stories where, oh, that's awful. Tell me more about it.
It's not just Ben Harrison and Key West that are as obsessed with this story as Count Carl von Kassel was with Elena Hoyos. Harrison's book was optioned by filmmaker Danny Elfman. And there's another Broadway-style show in the works called It Happened in Key West. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.